time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. It's the year of the long weekend, people, and with over 160 locations across Australia and New Zealand, you'll be sure to find a Choice Hotel. Plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guarantee. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
You got that right, big fella. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dane.
How are you, Mickey?
Thank God for the Olympics in lockdown.
Oh, right?
5.0 or whatever they're calling it out there. 14 million people consigned to their couch.
Yep.
And the Aussies are going bonkers.
Loved
over
every minute
in Tokyo.
Of it.
So much to wade through, so much to get through. Nearly Meadows will join us momentarily.
Cool.
To walk us through some of the highlights so far. And there is already, by day two, three.
We're doing
quite
well.
A few.
Well done,
to
Aussies.
Get through. A lot going on. Celia Pakola is our guest today. She's on Have You Been Paying Attention? Last series of Rose Haven. Sorry to break the news. She is an Australian institution already. Can't wait.
Sweetest person.
Speak to her. The billionaires are still duking it out over who's the first man into space. Did either of them get into space? Not according to NASA.
Not astronauts, apparently.
No. Well, I'm going to reintroduce you to a man who I think's exploits are greater than all of the above.
I can't wait.
I think he was in space first,
and
he did it without $1 billion.
All right.
I will bring you up to speed. Is it really news?
Okay.
It involves a corn chip. That's all I'm prepared to say at the moment. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We will get this show on the road.
Let's get into it.
Sweet.
And welcome back, Choice Hotels, too.
Yeah, baby.
You can plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Here we go.
This is Molloy. Merrily Meadows. Sports
no,
Rap.
Dange.
What?
No, I want something more tailored to the Olympic experience. One of the great anthems.
Or something like this?
Yeah. Montreal.
Fanfare for the common man.
Emerson,
Lake
Palmer.
Palmer.
I say Lake.
Emerson.
Here we go, baby. Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, Merrily Meadows. How are you, Nez? Keep it going. Okay. Nez, how are you?
Thank you very much, guys.
This
how much fun are the Olympic Games? Can we just have a moment to just celebrate how good this is?
We will. And this music, you know, the clip was in front of an empty stadium in Montreal, which has kind of resonated.
That's eerie, isn't it? Yeah.
The whole Tokyo experience. She's still on a couch. I think you probably haven't moved from there. They're going to have to cut you out of that house when you're done. What, have you just been enjoying start to finish wall-to-wall Olympics?
Yeah, I've said this to you before, Mickey, but I live alone and I've got a couch that could fit three or four people, but it's just got a real big ass print where I sit and watch all the Olympics.
It'll be bigger in 2 weeks' time, I'm guessing.
But who would have moved today, though? Can we just talk about how exciting it is in the pool, the girls in particular, but in the 400 free today, Ariane Titmus perfectly executed, beating one of the best swimmers we've ever seen in Katie Ledecky. Just to put this into context, Ledecky had never been beaten in an individual event at the Olympics. She is a 5-time gold medalist, 15-time world champion, and she was beaten today by our Aussie, who was in her first Olympics, and she basically paid tribute to the American afterwards straight away, saying, I wouldn't be here without her. She set the standard. But do you know who actually set the standard, Mickey?
Who?
The coach, Dean Boxall. He assaulted the barrier in the stands in excitement.
He has. He's gone worldwide.
It has become an absolute phenomenon. Ripped off his mask, gyrated up against the barrier, couldn't be stopped by the local Japanese officials. And I think he spoke just a short time ago on Channel 7. Let's have a listen.
Okay, here we go.
And there's our coach, Dean Boxall. He's the contemporary version of Laurie Lawrence. And I don't know how that fence is going to feel about that, but what a performance, and what a performance by the coach.
We don't have him, but we'll get him a bit later. But that was the, you know what, there's a place and a time for gyrating, for dry humping a balcony and taking your mask off and swing it above your head. It's in my lounge room. not when you're the coach. Do you think, Nez, now it's big news, a couple of things, and I don't want to ruin it because there were great pictures and he was genuinely excited. He hasn't stolen her thunder, has he? At a big moment where it's all about her. He seems to be getting all the headlines. We need to acknowledge what an extraordinary swim that was from Titmuss.
It was. It was unbelievable. She came from behind, finished it perfectly executed, as I said before. But do you know what? I would like to say in the positive here, and I think he's actually done her a bit of a favour, because she was so focused on the fact that tonight she has to start the 200-metre campaign. Her immediate answer in that interview was basically saying, I can't get too excited here. I've got to stay focused. So the fact that he got that excited for her, I think kind of helped a little bit.
Now, in relation to the 200 metres, we had Grant Hackett on the show, and he's on again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Grant was talking us through, and we asked him about Titmuss, who he, before the games, we said who to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was speaking specifically about the 200, and he made this comment. You said the Titmuss swim was the greatest 200 metre swim by a woman ever. Discuss.
The reason I say that, it wasn't quite the world record. It's the second fastest in history, but the world record holder did it in one of those super suits back in 2009, which basically felt like you were levitating on top of the water, I think, from swimming in those. So it was by a girl by the name of Federica Pellegrini, who went 152.98, and our Ariane Titmuss went 153.0. So she was just a few hundredths of a second outside of it, and she's on fire at the right time.
That was at the Australian titles, which wasn't that long ago. So that bodes very well for her to go gold again, yeah?
It's so exciting. And look, the composure that she showed and the focus she showed immediately after and the respect that they have for each other as a rivalry. We love rivalries in sport. And look, it's fun when they get a bit nasty and all those sort of things. But I've got to say, I love the fact that they both just paid immediate tribute to each other. And even Ledecky said, you know what? She swam better than me. It's okay. All power to her. Congratulations. It was such high sportsmanship. And that's what we love to see at the Olympics.
And let's not forget, when you talk about those rivalries too, the pool is amazing because they're all so young. And we had the same thing when we spoke to Grant Hackett about Kieran Perkins. Mm. They grow up and you go, he was my childhood idol. And then they can't believe they're in the pool with him because the turnaround is so quick that as a 12-year-old, you're watching a guy who's your idol. And then 8 years later, you're swimming against
him.
Back
in the pool with him.
And it's the same here, isn't it? You go, it's one of those rare sports where you get the opportunity to go head-to-head with your childhood idol. Let's also remember nearly the women's 4x100 relay gold. That team now has earmarked themselves, smashed it, and over a world, broke their own world record, and that's three Olympics in a row. They own that event.
3 seconds they beat the rest of the field. Like, unbelievable effort yesterday by the girls, and just so composed, so wonderful throughout the entire event. Could not be prouder. The girls absolutely getting it done in the pool at the moment. Emma McKeon also got bronze today in the 100 fly. But also the blokes, unbelievable effort from Kyle Chalmers bringing it home. He made up a heap of ground. He was six when he got into the pool at the 4x100 relay today. In the final leg, he managed to get the Aussies to bronze. So the pool is certainly raining medals for Australia at the moment.
Bronze equals you let yourself down, you let your country down.
It's an Olympic medal.
It does. Hey, Ned, they did well. Hey, Nez, can you hang about? We want to fly through some other topics before we let you go.
Nearly Meadows is with us. Malloy, Triple M.
Driving you home, this is Malloy.
Yes, Nearly Meadows is still with us, talking all things games at the moment, and day three today?
Whatever. It feels like that. 3 days, three nights, a lot of couch action.
It has been.
I haven't moved.
It's so good to watch
on telly, isn't it? It comes along. Can we take this moment, Nez, to thank Tokyo? Because I reckon there's been, self-included, many who go, what's the point? Why are we doing it? Why don't we just can it?
Mm.
And then you see the effort these athletes have put in and the fact that they still get enjoyment out of it, whether there's people in the crowd or not, that it's testimony to all their hard work. Mm. I go, actually, good on you, Tokyo. Yeah, well done for persevering and ploughing on in the face of great odds.
Hasn't it just brought so many of us such great joy sitting on our couches as we're watching along? But the athletes as well, as you say, have been interesting to see those who had the extra year. Some had put it to good use. Others, you know, it was a real mental barrier to get through. But I think the fact that so many athletes and countries are competing as well just goes to show that it's a great thing that the games have gone ahead. Obviously, there's going to be detractors along the way, but I tend to err on the side of positivity, and I think it's fantastic right now, especially when half of Australia is in lockdown.
That's right, and I just love seeing these athletes rewarded for all their hard work, regardless of what's going on in the world. We've been to the pool. Let's go to the ocean. What's happening? Bit of interest on the in surfing front. Again, Australia, the girls have gone bonkers. I think they've all qualified for their second round or second heat. But what's happening with this? Tell me what's happening with the surfers that's got them so excited.
It's pretty interesting at the moment, Mickey, because usually signs of a typhoon are not a good thing. You probably look at the weather forecast and you go, oh, I might not go out today. But the surfers are actually quite excited about the prospect of a typhoon off the coast of Japan producing a bit more swell. Anyone who's tuned into the surfing may have noticed, but the waves are quite small, yeah. So quite difficult to show off the skills for these elite surfers. But that's looking to get a little bit better for the conditions as these things progress. Sally Fitzgibbons won her round quarterfinal, but unfortunately Steph Gilmore out this morning was pretty devastated. But, you know, great to see that she was still involved in the Olympics, though.
Mm. Anyone who's getting excited about a typhoon heading to Japan or, I don't know, anywhere near Fukuyama is probably I'd be checking to see how far my Olympic venue is from the nuclear power reactor. Personally,
I'm not sure that those cardboard anti-sex beds are going to hold up.
That's right. They'll soak up all the water.
Good luck with that. We're still in the ocean, the triathlon. What a balls up. Mm. Talk us through what occurred at the start of the race.
Unbelievably farcical scenes here that put half of the field basically left on the pontoon and the other half in the water because there was a broadcast boat that was left close to the pontoon where all the athletes were ready to go for the competition for the triathlon. So it was unbelievable that half of them really expelled, you know, energy that they need, every bit of it, because you're getting through 1,500 meter swim, 40 kilometer bike ride, and 10 kilometer run. And it's a big boat too, so you couldn't exactly miss it, even though it's kind of grey and ocean-coloured. Let's have a listen to the audio.
Here we go, underway. Didn't waste any time. Well, the boat's in the way. Get out of the way. What is going on? Complete chaos. They're going to have to call them back. They have to call them back. How do they get these athletes down the left-hand side? That is a fiasco.
Oh, this is the worst possible result for these athletes. Some of these swimmers don't even know that the half of the field is still left on the pontoon.
Well, the boat spent more time in the wrong spot. Get out there and get these guys back. Oh, my goodness me.
Audio there. Thanks to Channel 7.
Yes, well done, Channel 7. Yeah. Doing a very good job, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I am loving it.
Covering it.
7 plus.
In great detail. That is a balls up. Yeah.
And from an Aussie perspective, Jacob Birtwistle, shout out to him because he came 16th. That was the best of the Aussies. But he did it with a broken nose, Mickey. He got his nose kicked in the kerfuffle.
Unbelievable.
Had to restart and did 1,500 metre swim, 40 kilometre bike ride, 10 kilometre run with a broken nose.
Wow.
Did you have someone reaching out a support vehicle on the bike leg who's fixing his nose? This was what is incredible to me. I was watching the men's road race.
Yes.
And there are people actually leaning out of the window of a car that's going the same pace as the bike, changing gears, changing a battery on a gear. Yep. And you're going, this is the most extraordinary
coordination
level.
As long as they're not holding out signs and taking up half the peloton like the Tour de France.
I've always said this and I stand by it. They're the greatest sight in world sport is the peloton going down. It's just carnage.
A rogue Labrador.
Pure, utter carnage. Guys get ripped to pieces. Bike wheels going everywhere.
That's
usually caused by one rogue Labrador.
That's right.
But anyway, let's quickly. Tennis, Barty, let herself down, let her country down.
Oh, stop it. She's just won Wimbledon. We'll let her off. She's still in the doubles action.
She should have skipped Wimbledon. Yes. She should have gone straight to the Olympics to
she
do a proper preparation.
She was beaten and knocked out, which is unfortunate for Ash Barty. But
I don't really care about the tennis. They're professional sportsmen. You know, this is for the amateurs. Olympics, skateboarding. Tell me about the skateboarding.
I love this. This will make you feel very, very old, even older than usual, Mickey. Two 13-year-olds and a 16-year-old were on the podium for the women's skateboarding today. That is just, like, actually shocks me. But in the men's, this is a bit of an interesting one. USA skateboarder Jagger Eaton, what a name, by the way. Clearly you're going to be a skateboarder.
You have to be a skateboarder.
Jagger Eaton, 20 years of age, decided to wear his AirPods and had his phone in his pocket on his way to bronze. So I'm not sure what he was listening to, but I love the fact that that's how he gets motivated in the games.
We've got what he was listening to here. Do you have it there?
Oh, Mickey.
That's my version of Wind Beneath Your Wings. That's like taking drugs.
That is.
That
it's performance enhancing.
That's performance enhancing. Can I ask you, seriously, can you not make a claim that that's illegal, that you are using an outside influence? Who knows, he's not getting instructions for those AirPods from a coach. Dude, be more gnarly. Be more gnarly. That would be the only thing. Is that an advantage if you've learned to listen to something? Or you?
I'm fine with it. But look, I'm not writing the rules here. I'm just a little bit disappointed that there's not more graffiti and those sort of things.
They're not smoking.
Yeah,
has he got another one? I think there's something else he was listening to.
Steve Smith, apparently.
Steve Smith.
That's
Captain of the Australian cricket team.
Sort of a folk number, isn't it?
Hey, Niz, we've got to go. Thanks.
Congratulations to Minji Lee. Won her first major. The Aussie is off to Tokyo next. So congratulations. Wonderful effort from the 25-year-old. Huge comeback victory, Mickey.
The golfers, unlike the surfers, aren't looking forward to the typhoon. I am guessing that's not going to be good for their game. We might catch up with you in the week as things come to pass. Yeah. There's a bit to cover here, Naz. Will you be around?
I'll be right here on my couch. Let's
Good on you, Naz.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
The American skateboarder, AirPods, while competing, has won bronze.
I wouldn't have thought you could have AirPods or headphones on.
Apparently he was listening to a bit of this.
Australian classic.
That's gnarly.
Yeah, it really is. Look at me right now.
Look at me. That'll get you across the line.
That'll get you
more than bronze. Time for some world news, Dave.
Oh, let's do that.
We're going to Ireland, Dave.
Righto, what's happening there?
Shop has banned customers from paying with cash stashed in bras during the heatwave.
Right.
As temperatures soar beyond 30 Celsius across parts of the UK, the sweltering heat has prompted one Dublin business to put an unexpected rule in place for customers. It seems as though shoppers are now ditching bags and using their bras as multifunctional money-carrying tools, like a bit of a wallet.
Inside your bra?
A buzzy wallet.
Stuff a few notes down there. Making it rain. I wouldn't have thought.
Over-the-shoulder boulder holder. It's now becoming a bit of a wallet. That was the one that cracked me up as a kid.
The over-shoulder boulder holder.
Have you seen this? What's that? It's a bra. No, it's an over-the-shoulder boulder holder. The boys would laugh at days.
Oh, the bras and things catalogued.
Yeah, the bazookas. The bazookas safe.
The Norgs.
How juvenile. Can you? You're Dave. Days. You're leading the team.
I think we can. Okay. No, Whitney says no. Norgs, no. Okay.
Salt Lake Cities? Can't say Salt Lake Cities. Do not do it.
Right.
It's not funny.
That's very juvenile, and we're better than that.
But can I just say this, girls? It's none of my business, but when it comes to storing money, I tend to agree with the shop.
Yeah.
You can't just flip them out of the bra, between the bra and the bosom. On a hot day.
That's true.
Like, imagine if I just reached into my underpants and pulled out a 20 from under my scrotum. I mean, what? And handed it to the shopkeeper. Is that, you tell me how that is okay. I put it to you that there are certain standards of behavior.
You're right.
Flipping a lobster out of the buzzies.
Yeah.
Has a time and a place.
And people are asking, no more cash anymore. People want the contactless payments.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
If I was in the shop game, I'd allow you to produce the money from the bar and give it to me if I could put the change back in.
Okay.
Then there's a little, something for you. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to come back. We might take some calls. What would you ask for in a siege situation? I'm going to tell you a story. You're not going to believe it.
Is this all part of world news?
Yes,
it's all part of world news.
Okay.
Part two to come right after this. Have a think about that question too. You might give us a ring, give us a call. You might win a prize. It is Malloy here on Triple M.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
You've opened a can of worms now, haven't you?
What do you mean?
Talking about the over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
I was reporting a serious news story from Ireland. Shops bans customers from paying with cash stashed with bras during heatwave.
Right.
And women think it's some kind of handbag.
Like a
bra
is a
second handbag.
Yes.
For a purse. You just stash stuff
there. I had no idea.
It was as common as it was. Joe's on the line. Joe, you've done this yourself on occasion?
Oh, all the time. From baby wipes to keys to whatever.
Car keys,
baby wipes, kids' socks, whatever you find.
What are the keys in there for, though?
Kids' socks.
Well, they don't fall out. They'll fall out of pockets, but keys don't fall out of your bra.
Is this like a bra or like a sort of a hamper?
It's a bra. People think I have a double D. I really only have an A cup.
Okay.
All the other stuff that fills it in.
There you go.
Thank you, Duca, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane draft for you there, Joe. Good on you. Thanks for calling.
Whitney's joined us. Whitney, where do you stand on this issue?
It's such a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah. I feel like not so much now since, you know, you can pay contactlessly via your phone and whatnot. But before that, I would go for a run, stack $10 in my bra and my house key, my single house key in between.
But doesn't it dig into you?
Nah, because when you got your sports bra on, they don't really move, so it's pretty secure.
Really?
Nothing's fallen out.
Kids' socks?
I don't have kids.
Oh.
Why do you need the $10?
So on your way home, you get a coffee.
And you just pull it out.
You do kind of feel bad. It is a bit
you sweet. You have to rummage around and find it. Because I've seen women's handbags, right? And if you keep your bra like your handbag, there'll be coins down there. There'll be loose tissues. But I'll pack a Stimmer roll. A couple of tampons. I know how these things work.
Sometimes you put your debit card down there and you forget, and then you take your bra off and it's stuck to your chest. There it is.
So you could use the imprint of the debit card to actually, you could go into a shop
remember
and
my
just
card
put
number.
The thing up against
you. Touch and go, yeah.
You could just put it up against your boob.
I tell you what, if Hestia are listening, Hestia, which stands for holds every size in Australia, apparently.
What?
That's true. Look it up. They should put like a little zip on the bra. And you can put all your keys in.
I've
spent a lot of time on bras and things magazines over
the years. You're a burly man back in the day. You used to get the burly brochure. I'll be back in a minute, ladies. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
That was fascinating.
Yeah, interesting.
And it's awful. I would, you know, I did once. I got a nipple ring. So I could put my spare house key on it.
Oh, my God. Have we never discovered this before?
So, you know when you come home and you're drunk and you don't have to look for it?
My key?
You don't even take it off. You just stick it in the drawer.
What if you don't take the key out and you go to keep walking?
These things happen.
I've just learned so much.
Yeah.
Raquel's on the line. Much. Let's take Raquel. What's Raquel up to?
Hey, Raquel.
Well, I'm just sitting here in a nice room with my air conditioning on, living in Cairns.
In Cairns. Now, Cairns would be a bit steamy to store money in the bra, I would have thought.
No, you still stick everything down there.
Right.
It just comes out a bit wet.
Yuck!
I think that's why Ireland's banning it.
What do you do? Do you just store cash there, do you?
Yeah,
business cards in there.
Here's my card, Wooshka.
No, other people's business cards. Okay, not
can
mine.
I just ask what business you're in? Because you couldn't do that if you was
a banker or a librarian or something.
So you take other people's business cards and put them in
there. Yeah, I stick it down my bra.
And you get home and the cards all damp and the extra.
Yeah, but now they make the cards that are really, you know, shiny and perfect. It doesn't matter.
Sure. All right. Well,
I've got socks down there as well.
Have you? Socks seem to be a thing.
Good on you. All right.
Case of Brick Lane draft for Raquel and Cairns. Too thirsty. Where for you?
Kate's on the line. Kate, what have you hidden in your bra?
Hey, how are you guys? Thank you for getting me through COVID. Actually, guys, I love watching, listening to the
good
show.
Good on you, Kate. That's so nice.
Thanks, lovely. Kate.
Talk us through the contents of your bra.
I'm a wedding photographer, and I've actually lost a lens cap at a wedding where I had everyone hunting for it because I had it in my bra, and I don't actually blame. I blame designers of women's clothing because, I mean, quite often or not, we're wearing dresses, there's no pockets, and there's actually no place to put anything, and so we naturally put it in our bra.
Yeah, Kate, did you deliberately put the lens cap in your bra and forgot it was there? Is that what you're talking about?
No, absolutely not. I just, you know, you get so busy and overwhelmed and it's a big day and it's just at the end of the day you're packing up and you're like, where is the lens cap? and it wasn't until I got home, I got undressed and I took the dress off and ping, it hits the wall.
Well, all right. Well, do care, Dave.
A case of brick lane drive.
I think we've got time for one more. Thanks, come on, let's do it. Naeem?
Yes,
can you tell me? Well, I'm guessing, unless you've got man boobs. You're talking about someone else here?
Definitely not me, and it's not a bra.
Right.
But it's something pretty interesting as well. I grew up in Zimbabwe, or it was Rhodesia before independence, and pretty unsafe environment, you know, and people would get mugged and robbed left, right, and center. Yeah,
okay.
Anyway, I worked in a retail store, and these two guys came in, and they really wanted to buy the shirt. Right. So they're muttering to themselves in the local language, and the one guy bends down behind the other side of the counter, and the guy standing up says, "Well, my friend here says the money's far away." And so, okay, so to walk around the counter, he took off his shoe, he took off his sock, and he had a wad of soaking wet banknotes.
Yeah. This is in South Africa. I'm guessing it wasn't Oscar Pistorius.
No, not South Africa. Rhodesia.
Rhodesia. Well,
I'll tell you who else can't do that. Bert Newton.
He offered me a banknote and I said, no, you don't pay me. You pay the cashier over there.
Yeah, good call.
Hey,
too.
Dave.
You got a case of Brick Lane, Naeem. Thanks for calling too, mate.
We'll keep taking these calls. I'm fascinated. You hang on the line, Anna, and we'll get to you. I want to hear, girls. What's going on?
Give us a call.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
With Celia Pakwola. She's going to join us in the next few minutes from Have You Been Paying Attention? She's in isolation at the moment.
She's fantastic.
Joining us soon.
She will light up that show tonight, which is going gangbusters, 9 p.m. Channel 10.
Mm-hmm.
Great Aussie show.
I love it.
A real
of the best.
Hey, we're talking about what's going on in Ireland at the moment where a shopkeeper's dirtied up and said, girls, don't give me any more money you're pulling from
Sick
your bra. There's a heat wave on.
Yeah.
It's all a bit moist.
Yeah. Unhygienic.
Can you stop it? Yeah. Got me thinking, is this a thing? Turns out it is. All our female listeners are ringing up to tell us what they keep
bra.
I thought it was two bosoms.
That's
apparently
right.
not. That's
no.
just your starter pack.
And
whatever else you can jam
you
in there,
it's in.
Game on. Anne is on the line. Anne, what do you use to your bra to store?
Hey, Mickey.
Hi, how are you, Anne? What do you do?
Keep my cigarette lighter there.
Oh, cigarette lighter.
Jeez. Yeah, always looking for it.
Wouldn't want
to. Imagine trying to find that. You're tapping yourself down in public. It's always a good look.
Heard your chain smoking, patting your breasts. I'll do it. Can I borrow your lighter, Anne?
But you wouldn't want to do it too soon after you've just lit it, because if you're really hot,
then you burn your boob.
That's it.
What if you're giving someone a really aggressive hug and it just goes up?
A little flame pops up.
A little flame throw, and then whooshka. Your eyebrows are gone.
Oh, Anne.
Your T-shirt's gone.
That's it.
Yeah. When you keep your cigarette lighter in there, never enter a wet T-shirt competition, Anne. World's colliding. Duca, Dave.
You've got tickets to go see Chopper, the 20th anniversary of that iconic movie, in cinemas August 26, digitally remastered.
Well done. Great stuff, Anne. And don't forget, wear a big bra.
That's right.
Angela's on the line. Angela, what have you done?
It's a girlfriend of mine. She smuggled a couple of shot glasses and has a very ample bosom, and she smuggled out a couple of shot glasses and a cocktail glass out of a nightclub.
Wow.
So she's like a portable bar.
She really is.
It was a bit of a dare, and she got into it.
And what happened? You all had a cocktail when you got home, or?
Well, she used to just do crazy things all the time. She got a little collection when she was doing this.
Oh, she's like a cereal.
She's just got some Kahlua and made some Kahlua milk.
She probably did.
Good on you, Angela. Thanks for the call. Jodie's on the line. Jodie, what have you come home with in your bra?
So I've gone out for a big night and I've thought I've spent all my money and I've taken my bra off and I found $50 that I stashed in there at some point.
Oh, happy days. You're paying out. Jodie, well
Jodie's
done.
Paying out.
That's amazing.
That is unbelievable. So unless you're an exotic dancer when that stuff happens routinely, but to come home, you know when you put your jacket on that you haven't worn in 6 months and you go, oh, bugger me, there's $50
in
the pocket.
I know.
Coming home and finding you've made money. You've come home.
It was great.
Oh, that's great. Do care, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft for you there, Jodie. Good story.
Oh,
thanks
excellent.
For calling.
Well done. Sandra's on the line. Sandra, what did you have in your bra?
Hi, Mickey. How you doing?
I'm good. So what did you store in there apart from the obvious?
Well, no, not so obvious. I can give you the red hot tip. But when we were overseas and we were always being warned about pickpockets, so passport, wallet, cash, keys to the Airbnb and naturally my phone.
That'd be great because if you're getting into some hanky-panky and you got the guy could go for a bit of a rummage, come up and go, oh, I like your passport photo.
Yeah, no, you really wouldn't.
Sandra, well done. Marissa's on the line. Marissa, what did you store in your bra?
Guys, I've got a couple of stories for you. It is referred to as my filing cabinet. back in the day, I could fit, well, I probably still could, going to festivals and things, I can fit 4 miniature bottles of alcohol in there.
Oh, fantastic.
You don't have to pay the exorbitant prices. Yep. And I once met Jamie Oliver, and I obviously wanted a selfie, so I pulled my phone out of my bra, and he was pretty shocked. Wow. He looked at me like, where did that come from? And I'm like, mate, we need a selfie. It's got to be ready.
Anytime.
You have stopped Jamie Oliver in his tracks by pulling a phone. What if you'd accidentally taken a photo of your bosom before you took it out?
That wouldn't.
And then that just came up.
Yeah.
And you showed.
Check this out.
You went to have check it out and you went, oh, sorry, Jamie. That's a photo of my bosom.
That'd be pretty awkward to him.
Duke it.
Case of Brick Lane draft, Marissa, for you in Maroubra.
Can I just say this? Yeah. And someone should, if anyone listening today who makes bras, anyone from the Burley factory, why don't you design a bra that's got a little zip pocket or a little thing on the side.
Velcro.
You know, like those gun holsters that detectives wear?
Sure.
So, you know, something that slings around.
Like a little...
supports your bosom.
Yeah, that's right. Gives you the lift.
And then you can pull your credit card out, maybe a phone holster.
It's like a fanny pack upstairs for you. You know, they have those.
It's like, we can turn the bra into the work girl's tool belt. So guys have got a tool belt.
You are.
And then a bra that's basically a tool belt for the ladies. Hello.
Thank you for solving the problem for us, guys.
What do you mean?
Classic men solving the problem.
Do you know what? Can I tell you something honestly? You spend too much of your time, your bra technology, trying to deceive us. Now, listen to me. The Wonder Bra is the most deceitful hoax, ruse on men I've ever seen.
I agree with you. So I feel sorry
you're going
for you guys
out and all of a sudden, good Lord, hello.
No.
Bang, game on. That is gorgeous. and then next thing you know, you go home, whip it off, and it's the National Geographic look. And you go, what the hell just happened?
All right.
I do feel sorry for you blokes in that department.
Here's something else you can do. Mm. What about this? Can you get your designers to design something easier to take off in the dark?
Yeah.
You have to be like a safe cracker.
It really is
hang on, I think I've got it. Ugh, hold on. Ow.
Let's go again.
Hurt?
Nah.
Jesus.
Ow.
I need a miner's helmet or some kind of... Nearly got it. Ow. Can you help? Where's that?
Here. I've got a wire in my back.
Whack. You know, the mood's gone.
Yeah.
We're just trying to help.
Yeah.
No, okay. I know. I love it. I love
it. A tool belt style arrangement for the ladies with the bra.
It's genius.
Help them out. Mickey, you've done it.
It's a $1 million idea here on Malloy. You heard it first. All right. This is Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Is it really news? That's coming up in the second hour.
Yes.
Celia Pakwala as well. It's Malloy, Triple M.
This has been an eye-opener for me
this hour.
We've boned the Song Whisperer because the calls keep flying in from our female listeners telling us what they've stored in their bra from time to time. And coming in strong, there's a theme developing. I'm going to rifle through quickly a few of these calls. Sharon, what did you have in your bra?
I smuggled 2 Ziploc bags, one in each breast, of rum onto a cruise ship.
That's my girl. I would marry you. And that's exactly what... You should smuggle them in on the inside because then they're like breast enlargements.
Like fillets.
And then you just take them out, drink them, and then refill them.
Well, exactly.
I like your work, Sharon. Thanks for the call. Virginia's on the line. Virginia, what did you use the bra for?
Back in the day when the Big Day Out was a big thing in everyone's life, we used to take in small bottles of Jägermeister.
Pop them in.
Jägermeister, please. I'll have another Jägermeister. Thanks, Virginia.
Yep, here you go.
There it is. Well done. Denise is on the line. Denise, what did you store in your bra?
2 bottles of Hip Flask, bottles of Jack Daniels to a rock concert.
Okay. I'm going to have a guess. What rock concert?
Have a guess.
Chisel.
Absolutely.
Is it called Chisel?
Yes! Of course it was.
I was going to say Chisel or Pantera. Anyway, very good. Thanks for the call. Troy's on the line. Troy, you've got some. Oh, now, this could just be the winner here.
Yeah.
What have you heard?
Yeah.
Mick, well, obviously I don't wear a bra, but my sister, she stored something in her bra as a bit of a safekeeping box for a few, or a couple of days.
What was it?
Family. It was a lotto ticket.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what was it worth?
We had a family syndicate bought into a ticket, and the numbers all come out, and it was worth just under $1.3 million.
Oh, my God.
So she decided that the that night when we all got together and we were drinking, because it was unregistered, I'm talking nearly 30 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah.
She put it in her bra and said, well, that's it. It's down there till the lotto office opens on Monday morning.
And that's where it's stayed.
I wasn't going there.
Do you know what that makes? That makes your boozies worth $650,000 apiece.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Well done, Troy.
Right there, Troy.
Well done, everywhere. Time for a break. When we come back,
more with Celia Pakwala to join us.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
It's going to be a beauty, make no mistake. Celia Pakwala coming up on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight? Was involved in a COVID scare, I believe.
Really?
Couldn't perform last week. Back this week. We'll get to the bottom of that.
She's okay.
Final season of Rosehaven. Lots to go through with her. Is it really news? Is up and running. We'll also examine a corn chip.
Okay.
A corn chip that you obviously looks like someone or something.
Okay.
Apparently worth $20,000.
Oh, interesting.
We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Dave, I'm still overexcited. You know the Olympics is on. I'm watching everything keenly. The Olympic skateboarder, Jagger Eaton, who used AirPods while competing.
See?
We got us wondering what he's been listening to.
Olympic sport? I wouldn't have thought AirPods.
Well, you could be listening to anything, couldn't you? I mean, if you were a skateboarder.
So something like performance enhancing. If I want something to kind of
get rise to the
occasion.
I'll
tell you what I'd be listening to get me going. From the nylon curtain from the late 70s. Allentown.
Oh, my God.
Sort of an industrial number.
Oh, yeah. That's really gnarly.
All right, what about something like this?
Fireball.
Now I'm up and about.
Dave shredding now.
Look at me, kids.
You are.
Woo!
All over it, Dave.
What about you, though? I mean, you'd be having something like, I don't know. From a distance. Bette Midler's your...
You know what?
What?
Dave?
I've ruined it, have I?
It's a yellow card. It's a yellow card.
What about a bit of Richard Harris, you know? Office park is melting in the dark. That was Maddie's idea. What?
What do you want to do? Get together and have a meeting.
We'll haul the notes, maybe?
That's a red, Dave.
We're done.
That is...
Job done.
That's a fully franked red, Toots.
All right, I've been warned. Celia Pakwala next. Malloy, Triple M.
This is Malloy.
Have you been paying attention? Back 9 o'clock tonight. Channel 10.
Love it.
Big guests, as always, Melanie Bracewell, Tim McDonald.
Wall-to-wall A-listers
Ed
tonight.
Ed Cavalli, Sam Pang.
Apart from Pang. Pang. I don't know what he's got on the producers. Okay. He's got something that you just can't get rid of.
And our next guest, Celia Pakwala, who joins us right now.
How are you, Celia?
It's been too long. You know what? You know, I'm all right. I mean, I miss when exposure sites were just places where you got flashed, you know? I miss those days. Otherwise, I'm pretty good.
I did this with kids today who dick pic, and I go, call me old-fashioned, but I still like to just pop out from behind a tree. And
massive.
You know what I mean?
You got to get your steps up somehow, you know, bring fresh air.
Go that extra level. You know what I mean?
I agree, you and me, Mick.
Yeah. Hey, now listen, you were involved in what I'm considering to be a national health crisis last week, a health scare. Sent home to isolate. What happened?
Oh, my goodness. Scandal. I had a very COVID-heavy week. I know the world's having a COVID-heavy couple of years, but I went to Frozen, the opening of Frozen the Musical, which was very exciting because I've never been to a super spreader event. no, it wasn't. So I went with my friend, and then I was going to do Have You Been Paying Attention on Sunday, and then that friend had been to an exposure site. So she had to get tested. So if she had it, which she didn't, but if I, look, you know, the whole knock on. So I stayed home and did the right thing. But more than that, Mick, you know what else I've done?
What?
I got my first vaccination.
Oh, well done.
Good on you. Bang.
I'm very brave.
Welcome aboard.
Yep. I got the OG AZ. I got the AstraZeneca because I'm 38.
And I thank you.
I know. I love it. I love the AstraZeneca to me is that's the toughest on them.
Right, okay.
Everyone goes, oh, no, I don't want the AstraZeneca. Go and take. I said to them, you can shoot me Daktari style in the ass with a tranquilizer dart from a moving car without telling me. You can drop me in the street. Just jab me.
Just get it in. Well, I'm a needle phobic. So the fact that you go to your GP was huge deal. Yeah, and actually, and there's a lot of people, it's very triggering because every news story is footage of needles.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm here to say that as a needle phobic, the AstraZeneca jab was teeny tiny. Mm, but like needle phobic, it's terrible because I don't know about you, but I never want to punch or physically hurt a doctor. But when they come at me with a needle, that's how I feel. And I haven't done it, but I don't. It's awful. Anyway, so I did that. I spoke to my GP and the AstraZeneca seemed right to me and I did it. And I was thinking, because, you know, it's very important, the vaccination. I was like, how can we get the message out there? How can we get the message to more people?
Yes.
And I think what to do, particularly in, you know, this sort of age group,
yes,
is make vaccinations sexy.
Good
because
call.
It is.
How are we going to do that?
So I'm going to use my vaccine photo on my Tinder profile, and I've got a pledge to only kiss vaccinated men. That's a pledge. I stand by it because it's hot. Like you're telling me, if you get a vaccination, you're telling me that you are someone who is brave, you care about people, you believe in science, you know how to make an appointment, marry me. That's it.
I'd like to point out at this stage I have had one AstraZeneca shot. Thank you. I'm waiting on my second. That's the only frustrating thing about AstraZeneca is the 3-month wait. However, it's the heavyweight iron.
Yeah.
And it goes, wussies are anti-vaxxers, those who won't even go near it.
Mm.
And then your Pfizer pussies who are happy to do it but tiptoe around. And then you got the AstraZeneca. We're like hard.
Like gladiators.
Committed.
And
yeah,
to be fair, I did also feel rubbish the next day, but still worth it.
Yeah. Great.
Like it was tough.
So have you kissed anyone yet since you've had your vaccine?
Oh, yeah, because we're in lockdown. So can everyone get out there and get vaccinated so that I can go kiss some vaccinated men? Everyone's losing the point.
I get it. There's a thing. You know what? Some of us have been out there getting their vaccinations. Mm-hmm. Others have been out in the streets punching police horses.
Yeah, that's
it's
it.
It's a crazy, crazy country we live in. Can you hang around, please, Celia?
Yes, please. Don't let me go.
All right, more with Celia Pakola coming up right after this.
Driving you home, this is Malloy.
Well, have you been paying attention back tonight?
Tonight.
Channel 10, Celia Pakola is on it, and she's joining us now here on Malloy.
Tommy's in a high-risk category, isn't he? Tommy would need to take both his shots, I would have thought.
Yeah, we're all in the studio. He's a hologram.
I think that's the safest move. You're on tonight. Well, I'll mention that later. I want to get to Rosehaven. It's such a beautiful show. Yeah. It's been whacking away on the ABC, mm-hmm, delivering beautiful Australian comedy and content.
Yep.
I was sad to learn that this fifth season is the last season. You stingy bitch! What is wrong with you? What happened?
It's 40 episodes, and we just thought, you know, this way, if we put a bullet in it ourselves, then we can go out how we want. You know, we didn't want to get cut short, and we didn't want to outstay our welcome, and we just thought, look, to be honest, Luke and I have had a falling out.
How could you fall out with that boy?
Yeah.
He's the loveliest boy in the history of the world.
We love each other very much. I love him. I'm going to miss it. It's so sad, but we just... And honestly, now that we're doing all the interviews about it being the last time, we're going, oh, and actually looking at the world the way is like, maybe we should have not done this. I don't know when we're going to work again. But
can I try and tip the ending?
Waco
style, fiery inferno. Turns out the valley has a cult.
Yep.
Everyone is burnt to a cinder.
Wow.
Bodies are dragged out.
Jeez.
No, warm.
I can tell you one of those things that you said is right.
What?
Oh.
I'm not telling you which one.
Oh,
maybe it's
right.
Fire. There's bodies dragged.
This will be a big moment in Australian TV, and people will be very sad. Are you sad? What part of the process are you in? Is it? Eventually, you're exhausted. Obviously. Mm. It's been tough.
Yeah, I'm really sad. I'm so sad. I'm not completely... Once it's the last episode goes to air, I'll be the most sad.
Mm.
But I'm really proud of the final episode. I'm really proud of the 40 episodes and the fact that we finish it in a way that we're happy with. I will tell you the saddest moment was on set the last day of filming because we were filming under COVID restrictions. There was no hugging.
There was no hugging allowed. So these people we've spent the last 7 years with, and it was the final day of filming, and we weren't allowed to hug and touch. So Luke and I were, because we're in a bubble, so it was a lot of Luke and I hugging each other and pointing at people going, that's for you, that's for you.
Yeah. Well, that's terrible. And I feel sorry for Luke because clearly now his best work's behind him. I don't know where Lair Luke goes from here, theatre restaurant.
Okay.
And Dracula's is shut. What's he going to do?
Dracula's is shut.
That's the worst. Do you know how sad that makes me? I think about that maybe twice every day.
I go,
Dracula's is shut.
Do you know they used to do like about 13 shows a week and there were queues lined up? I always thought there was like, you know, name them, witches and britches.
Mm-hmm.
Hunchbacks. Yep. I just thought there should have been like a West End theatre district for theatre restaurants. Imagine that when you go down and you go, look at it all. It's like Broadway, but for theatre restaurants. What a fun place to be. Hey, so we've got to look forward to that, and we're going to enjoy season 5 before we get to the end, which starts next week. In the meantime, you've lowered your standards to appear on Have You Been Paying Attention? Don't get dragged down by that lot.
It's a fun time, and the guest quizmaster tonight is a man from performing in the Magic Mike stage show.
Oh, look out.
I can't believe they've gone ahead without me. Yeah. I can't. Magic Mick, it's a different take on Mail Street.
Imagine.
It's old men with Y fronts. Yeah, sunny Bellies. Side up. doesn't have quite the same pulling power with the ladies.
Yeah.
But it's a fun romp.
Magic Mick.
So that's something to look forward to. You're always great on that show. Can you ask them when I'm back? I feel like I've said something or done something wrong.
I will. Yeah.
A pang, I reckon. A pang's out a word to Tom.
Yeah, well, you do.
Get him out.
Oh, do you know what it is?
Yes.
Pang's an anti-vaxxer, that's why.
That'd be right. That'd be typical. Of him. He'd be in a cult too. Hey, well done. Have you been paying attention tonight? Yep. Always a pleasure to speak to you. Pekowski.
Thank you.
We'll catch up soon.
Bye. 9 o'clock tonight, Channel 10. It's Malloy on Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Time for this.
Do it.
Time for another edition of Is It Really News?
Doritos Australia gifts teen $20,000 fund for unique puffy corn chip.
This has been another edition of Is It Really News?
What?
You heard me. A Queensland teenager has been given $20,000 fund after discovering a one-of-a-kind corn chip in her packet of Doritos. Good Lord.
No.
Riley Stewart, 13, was eating a packet of chips when she discovered a unique puffed chip. Jesus.
What do you mean?
This has got scam. This has got marketing. Scam.
It's got ponytails, a boardroom, a whiteboard.
From Doritos written all over.
Come on.
So, I found a puffy Dorito. Is it valuable or should I just eat it? She said on TikTok. Tell me, please. The video's received more than 4.2 million views. After listening to the item on eBay, she explained to her followers the sale was just an experiment.
Okay.
We're not taking this seriously. We just want to see what happens.
Righto.
We might not even get bids. Anyway, went from 99 cents into the tens of thousands of dollars.
Bloody
then
hell.
It was withdrawn, and then guess who stepped in?
Oh, who?
Doritos.
Oh, did they?
Doritos
And they thought they'd come to the
The listing caught our attention.
I did it, Doritos.
Caught by surprise, Doritos. Hey, imagine that.
Yeah.
Caught with your pants down, napping. And it's decided to reward the team for ingenuity and entrepreneurship. Yeah, they've just cut a check.
This looks like a samosa from my local Indian restaurant. I was looking at the photos of this.
Well, we're talking about it too. So can you cut us a check? Can you cut off another 20 grand for Malloy show?
Remember that guy that found a Nutrigrain thing, looked like ET? It was the same thing. It was years ago. It was a big story back in the day. And I think he got some money. I'm not telling you a fib.
Yes, but if you showed me a Nutrigrain that looked like ET, I'd pay that. This is just a corn chip.
Yeah, that's
it's a
good
just a, look at it.
It's a puffy corn chip.
It doesn't look like Jesus. It doesn't look like Elvis.
Actually, it looks like
it doesn't look like ET.
Looks like dick and balls. A little bit.
Okay, there's 20 grand, bro. If you can find a Dorito that looks like dick and balls, you are seriously.
Right.
Oh, look out. Whitney's on the hunt. What have you found? There's the ET.
Thank you.
That's 20 grand. That's a Nutrigrain.
Is that it? It was years ago, wasn't it?
Have a look at that.
I thought so. Yeah.
Whereas this is just it's just a corn chip.
I thought I was making this up.
I mean, it's a corn chip. What's its strength and selling point? It's puffy.
Puffy. 20 grand for a puppy corn chip.
So it's a Dorito with a pot belly.
Looks like cock and balls.
It's 20 grand.
Yep.
It doesn't look like cock and balls. Show me.
A little bit. If you turn that upside down. Just a little bit.
This is like one of those Rorschach tests for you, Dave. Everything looks like a cock and balls for you.
All right.
No.
Okay.
That is not 20
We'll put
grand.
It on the socials and we'll ask our audience.
Doritos, give
them
Doritos.
Decide.
Where do they send the check?
Yeah, exactly.
Where do they send the check to us?
Triple M, care of Malloy. Malloy.
Or you can send it straight to Jimmy's.
Okay, that's where you'll find it.
Pay me in the goodies.
Yeah, all right.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Well, thanks to Choice Hotels. Plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guarantee.
Can I just say, welcome back, Choice Hotels.
Love these
again,
guys.
One of my favourite sponsors. They do such a great job, and in these times, they've got 180 different styles of accommodation around Australia.
All over.
It's the time to go out, visit parts of Australia you've never seen before. It's the time of in the life to do that. You can't go overseas.
No.
You can't do anything else.
That won't be happening.
So I want to take advantage in our own beautiful bloody backyard.
Why wouldn't you?
And Choice Hotels has all the choice spots in all the areas you want to go to.
Oh, I'm hearing
Dave O'Neill is going to be helping us out this week. We're going to send him to a couple of Choice Hotels.
Oh, Dave.
Along the line. More about that
Lucky
later.
Lucky Dave.
But in the meantime, I'm just going to pick at random.
Righto.
One of the many great stops. Say, I don't know, North Queensland? Queensland.
Yes, please.
Mackay.
Oh, Mackay.
Have you ever been to Mackay?
I have never been. I've been to Hamilton Island, which is not far from Mackay, but that's as close as I've been. But I've got friends in Mackay.
I have been to Mackay. I have performed live on stage in Mackay.
Really?
The locals are bloody brilliant.
Awesome.
The place is typically Australian regional.
Yes.
And with an emphasis on some of the greatest pubs I've ever seen.
Oh, is that right?
And if you know me, I like a good pub.
Like to poke your nose in,
I don't like to walk past without introducing myself.
Yes.
But if you like pubs, some of the favourites here, the Shamrock Hotel, the Elmio Pacific Hotel, and the Austral Hotel and Steakhouse, combining two of my greatest loves, all non-negotiable stops for those craving a steak or a pint. That's me. Put your hand up. If not, hit the road. mind you, there's plenty of other things to do. Go and pat a platypus. Well, you don't pat it, but if you want to see one, there's no greater opportunity to see one in the wild there is in Mackay. Why would I make that up?
Oh, I'm there because
you've got beaches, face-to-face with nature, escape the cold weather for something warmer. Mackay is your one-stop shop. It's bloody brilliant. And Choice Hotels are all over it. You'd be staying at the Choice Hotel Comfort Resort Blue Pacific Mackay.
Sounds amazing.
Good luck trying to get me out of that joint. I'll be holding it like a siege situation. Come out, Mick. No.
Get out of there.
Just another night.
Please. Let me stay.
I'm not leaving Mackay. This place is great. Mate. Choice Hotels are great.
Sounds amazing. Imagine this time of the year. I don't know, but I've got a mate that lives in Mackay and he puts pictures on Facebook every morning of sunrises there and every day looks perfect in Mackay. It's an amazing part of Australia.
It is, as are all Queensland escapes.
Yes.
Good on your Choice Hotels. This year, you know what? It's all about the year of the long weekender.
Yeah.
Because we can only travel
so far.
Mm-hmm. This is a long weekend, dirty weekend. Just get out of town, need to lie low. Just
want to
get away from the kids. Whatever. Just do it. I'm here, Feel Your Pain Australia, and Choice Hotels are good for what ails it.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved. A range of hotels suit all travellers and holidays, providing affordable and comfortable. That's all I want.
That's what you want.
That's the Twin Towers. Affordable and comfortable.
And I'm there.
Hello. What more do you want?
Well, Kathy, she runs the Choice Hotels Comfort Resort Bloom Pacific Mackay. We might check in with her.
Can we talk with her tomorrow?
I feel like we need to.
I'll see if she can book me a room.
Pop you in, perhaps.
She can squeeze me in.
See a little Mickey suite.
Maybe some bunks. I'll top and tail.
Will
I don't care. Find me some space cashing.
Get you there.
We'll do it tomorrow. Welcome aboard Choice Hotels. Yes. Great to have you back.
And a shout out to 98.7 Triple M Mackay and the Whitsundays. Jay and Dave for breakfast. They're a great guy.
I'd like Jay. Don't care for Dave.
Come on. It's Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
That's the show. You've got to get the podcast of today's show if you missed any of it, because you don't want to miss any of Malloy.
Idiots.
Yeah, that's right. You download your podcast. Wherever, maybe the listener app
but
is
But why would
the
you do that
it.
If you've already just listened to the show? What's the point?
Well, if you've heard the whole show and you thought, I really like when Mick said this, I just want to hear that again. And download the podcast.
There'll be a bit of that going on.
Yeah, that's right. Lots of you on there. And the podcast.
Less you. That'd be another way to advertise it. Just Mick. A lot of Mick. A lot of my bits are cut out, you say, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe we could get a podcast just without me and just all you. Just you talk to yourself and
good.
It's a dream come true for you, isn't it?
Can I play your part?
Okay. Let's hear it.
Hey, I'm trying to think of a really bad dad joke to tell right now.
I don't know. Anyway, tomorrow, Ross Noble will be joining us tomorrow.
I love Ross Noble.
Ross is on tour.
He's on tour. He's in Queensland.
He'll be in Brisbane at our Triple M Brisbane studio.
Fantastic.
So things usually go off the rails when Ross comes on the show.
You've been warned.
Icarus chat last time he was on that went for a whole hour.
The Icarus chat was great.
It was good.
I think I was right.
No, you're not.
Icarus was a horse?
No, the calls that we got and the information was you got it really wrong.
I didn't feel that way. I felt...
You still feel like you had something in there.
From now on, I'm going to do what Trump does.
Just deny it? Yeah.
Yep, we had a show, we spoke to Ross, and the calls rang up, and I think it's safe to say I was right.
All right.
See what I did there?
That's pretty good. Ross is going to join us. Oh, Grant Hackett is doing a great job with the Olympics coverage as well. What a gun.
And there's some great stories coming out of the pool for the Aussies.
Indeed. He's going to join us tomorrow.
Yeah,
that'll be a great show. Tuesday, Ross Noble, Grant Hackett. Yes, please. Back tomorrow to drive you home again with Malloy on Triple M.
Now you're all caught up on the Malloy Drive Show. Why not plan your next getaway with Choice Hotels? With hotels in every state and territory, wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels are there. Visit choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply.